This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So, Gary, I know that you work a lot with NFTs. I see you sketching and creating these amazing artworks. What would be your three top tips for youth to sell NFTs and make them succeed?
Number one is education. Before you can do anything, you have to do the homework on how the NFT ecosystem works. So education, education, education. Consume content, Twitter, Discord, YouTube, podcasts. Before you start your project, you need to know what the game looks like. Number two, most projects are struggling because they're too selfish. If you want a successful NFT project, worry about what's in it for them, not what's in it for you. And number three, create from a place of joy. Too many people are trying to figure out what will sell instead of making content that makes them happy. Make sure your NFTs make you happy, thus giving it a chance to sell to the world.
Amazing answer, thank you. So there are a lot of startups that are emerging in the region. The question would be, what would be your golden advice for these entrepreneurs, for these startups to succeed, like how Gary did?
You know, I think the biggest success infrastructure, you wanna wait on that?
This has happened.
So we're good? Good. When I think about actually creating success in startup land, the thing that really worked for me was patience, which a lot of people, when they hear patience, get confused because they think it means inaction, complacency, lack of ambition. For me, patience has been the biggest observation that I've seen from startups that have won versus startups that have lost. If there's one thing I wish all of you had more of, it's patience.
Patience is key in everything in life.
It really is.
So we see and hear a lot about NFTs and about metaverse. What would be the next technological trends that we should look out for?
You know, it's funny. I don't get too excited about predicting too far out. Obviously, AI, supercomputing, there's so many things that are brewing in our society. I think the two things that everybody that's watching this should think about is, one, are you good at creating content for the social networks that have the attention of the world? Because bringing awareness to whatever you're doing is a required cost of entry for success. And number two, there is so much to learn about the consumer blockchain and NFTs. That should take you a lot of time over the next 2 years. We can worry about the future technologies when they're here.
I know that we had three questions, but can I squeeze one?
You can.
Okay, amazing. So my question would be, it's something that you've always talked about, like being happy. So there is something that people tell me personally, being satisfied, I should be satisfied, but where is the line between being satisfied and being ambitious?
That's a great question. Satisfied is a complicated word. What I would argue is being content and grateful for what you have and not envious for what you don't have while still being ambitious is a different way to think about being satisfied. Being satisfied, I actually think, is too close to be complacent. I think when you are content and grateful for what you have while still staying ambitious, that's a better and more sustainable framework. Never be satisfied. Always be grateful, always push yourself for the next ambition.